The funny part is, this is not really a memory paper. It's a choosing what not to remember paper.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the harder problem. Storage is cheap compared with deciding what will matter 3 tasks from now.
Which is such an exploring next thing to say on, what, episode 452. We somehow keep ending up at the same wall with agents. They can see a ton, they can process a ton, and then they either hoard junk or forget the one thing that would have made them useful.
Right. This paper's angle is that multimodal agents get an endless stream of video, audio, spatial stuff, all of it. The stuck point has been memory generation itself. A lot of systems do retrieval, storage, consolidation, whatever, but the actual memory text is still often prompt tricks or fixed templates, which means nobody's really optimizing the selection step.
I kind of love that they say the real question is what to memorize, not just how to build the memory module. Because if you're shipping some home robot or even a screen agent with camera context, the failure is not usually blank memory. It's weird memory. It remembers the decorative lamp and drops the user's habit that actually matters.
Mm-hmm. Mechanically, TaskMem turns memorization into a policy. At time T, the agent sees a sliding window of recent video segments plus the memories it already wrote for earlier segments in that window. Then the policy generates the memory for the current segment. So memory is an action, basically, not a passive transcript.
Right, right.
Phase one is about learning how to write a decent memory at all. They use multi-objective reinforcement learning to reward basic quality properties like correctness, non-redundancy, and format compliance. So before they ever chase downstream utility, they're trying to make sure the thing is faithful and not just rambling little fanfic summaries of the clip.
Which, Cody, thank you for saying, because my immediate product brain was like, great, optimize for tasks, accidentally teach it to invent convenient memories. And they do seem aware of that. They explicitly separate the baseline memory hygiene from the task adaptation part.
Exactly. Then phase two happens after deployment. That's the interesting bit. They use recent environment tasks to shape what the agent should focus on remembering, but they don't full-on retrain the whole multimodal model. They tune a lightweight adapter with only 2,048 parameters on top of QN3VL30BA3B.
That number is kind of wild. 2,048 parameters is tiny enough that it reads like, okay, maybe this is not just a lab fantasy. Maybe you can adapt memory behavior online without wrecking serving latency or the rest of the model.
Cleverly, they don't pretend online learning is clean. Task feedback is sparse, so they use a reward model to turn outcomes into denser pairwise preference signals.
And the evaluation is cleaner than I expected. They recast Video MME, Ego Life, and Ego Temple as streaming benchmarks where the agent writes memory as it goes, then later has to answer from memory only.
Yeah, that isolates the memory question pretty well. Their reported gains are 6.3% on Video MME, 7.0 on Ego Life, and 5.3 on Ego Tempo.
Those are real gains, not tiny noise. And the first place this feels useful is embodied systems, wearable capture, maybe enterprise co-pilots that accumulate context over days instead of minutes.
Sure. My one real caution is that the benchmarks are still proxy environments. Grouping video question pairs by question type and calling each group a task is reasonable, but it's not the same as a real deployment where goals drift, user preferences change, and the reward signal is way noisier. I buy the direction more than I buy that we've solved the thing.
That's fair. I was also wondering how brittle the task focus gets. Like, if the robot has spent a week learning house loud memories, and then suddenly the useful thing is user preferences, does the tiny adapter pivot cleanly, or does it drag old habits around for too long? I don't think the paper fully answers that.
And I wanted a little more on failure cases. Not because I'm doing my usual rain cloud routine.
You absolutely are.
But seriously, I want to know what gets dropped when the policy sharpens around tasks. The whole method is about selective forgetting by implication. That's powerful, and also where the sharp edges will be.
No, that's the right question. Also, now I'm imagining your cable drawer with an RL policy deciding one adapter is spiritually aligned with future tasks and the rest can vanish. I don't think there's a concrete build next here beyond the project page, taskmem.github.io, and the paper itself. But as a read, I like it because it moves memory out of the vague vibe zone and into policy learning. Anyway, Cody, go label your cables before your house develops its own memory.